Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're talking about digital scams. Yes, those scammers, with Ira Victa, digital forensic analyst, is here for the whole show on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Meet Nevada Health Link, Nevada's official health insurance marketplace. Your link to savings, selection, free assistance, and name brand health insurance, where 90% of enrollees lower the cost of their monthly premium. Everyone deserves access to quality health coverage, no matter your income or family size. Visit NevadaHealthLink.com. A few minutes could save you hundreds of dollars per month.
Nevada Health Link. Our plans are made for your plans.
The new year is bringing new ways to win big during the $175,000 Winner Wonderland giveaways at Tamarack Casino. Win up to $5,000 in cash every week and a top prize of $20,000 in cash during the grand finale drawing. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Chan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Chan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always delighted to welcome back to the program Ira Victa. He is a digital forensic analyst. DiscoveryTechnician.com is the place to find him. It is a pleasure to have you back.
Good to be back with you, Sam.
It's been too long, my friend. I quote you all the time, but I don't see you all the time. Let's start out, because I want to get to stuff right away. IT worker scams. What is going on?
All right. So this is pretty deep, but I'm gonna break it down, Sam.
Okay.
So with the use of AI and other advanced technologies, cyber criminals are getting hired, are going out and seeking jobs with tech companies. So imagine you have an IT company that's helping you with your business, and they're buying products and services from the big tech companies. They need people to roll it out. So they hire remote tech people to implement those and manage those technologies for an organization. The scammers are impersonating, creating synthetic identities so that they can say, oh, I'm this tech person that has this skill. And they do the interview via a computer video. They have a resume that seems to check out. They do their work very efficiently, but the work is being done by teams of cyber criminals with these workers as the face. And with this attack, they are deep into all sorts of organizations' businesses, because they get hired by IT companies that work for scores and scores of companies. So they hopscotch from the work that they do for an IT company that's servicing all these different customers, and now they have infiltrated all these customers. And this is not fiction. This is real and happening now. There have been some arrests. Law enforcement is aware of it, but it's a very insidious problem, and you need to take, you know, additional measures to protect your organization from this, because they get the keys to the castle.
So how do you do that?
Well, so there are protocols. So a lot of people think that that governing information governance, managing and securing your data and your business, is about buying lots of products. And big tech companies push this. You know, you've got more trillion-dollar big tech companies than I have fingers in this hand.
Right.
So how they make their money is by convincing IT companies, and through direct sales, that you need to subscribe to all these products and services, and that's the key to protecting your business and running it. But really, the key to protecting your organization, keep it running smoothly, cost-effectively, is about the right protocols, the right process. And there are protocols about how you deal with outsourced entities that get into your business. And if you follow those protocols, not by buying stuff, you then can better filter out these kinds of attacks.
Okay, so folks have to understand, I am no expert in this field. That's why Ira is here. Where do you get those protocols? Oh. Is there a book? Because now you can't go and hire a company because they could have these fake tech people.
That's exactly right. And it's the IT companies, it's the big tech companies, it's all a big bundle. So here's what you do. Full disclosure, I am the ambassador to a standard, the Center for Internet Security Controls.
Right.
And now I was using their protocols long before they made me an ambassador. So it came later that they asked me to be an ambassador. Through my work with that nonprofit organization, I've had them set up a website that people can go right to and download these protocols for free. So it's C like Charlie, I like India, cisecurity.org/Nevada.
Okay.
And then right on that page, you give them some information and they're not going to send you spam. It's just they want to know who is requesting, what part of the country and who is requesting the standard. And they will send you a little packet via email with the protocols. And that's free.
Okay, so is this for small companies as well as big companies?
It is. So the protocol I call it a baby bear, a mama bear, papa bear. It's got three different levels for different sized organizations.
So a couple of years ago, I had a major client, and unbeknownst to me, some scammers came in, apparently from a couple of different countries, one in Eastern Europe and one in Asia, and they got into my email and got into my Word documents, found my billing for this particular company. They wrote to the company and said, instead of sending the checks each month to the address you've been sending them to, please send them to this address. And the company wrote to me and said, I never got the email, but they wrote to me and said, what is the problem? We get your invoice, we send you a check right away. And what is the problem? Well, I never got that email. So a week or so later, I get a phone call. Well, we sent you these emails and you never responded. Why do you want to change the address? I said, what emails? So what these hackers had done is they'd gotten into my system and then blocked my email from being able to receive emails from that company. So I didn't know what was going on. Now, fortunately, and I'll give them a plug here because they were terrific, GoDaddy did a great deep dive into what was going on, found out where these people were, blocked them, unblocked my company from this client of mine, and we now have this email security. Is that enough? Do I need more? I mean, that was incredibly scary.
Yeah.
Because if I'd have missed one check, that could have been the end of my company.
Sam, we call this incident response. You experience incident response. You had a cybersecurity incident and there was a response. I do a lot of incident response work. You got off lucky. I've worked incidents where the millions of dollars got transferred, sent to the wrong party, and there was no recovery. So this is why I say protocols. It's people think, okay, I need more. The reaction and the message from the big tech companies, remember, they're trillion-dollar companies, they got that way in part by pushing more subscriptions, more products, more, I call them baubles, rather than security processes. And so I don't know the answer. I don't know inside your business.
Right.
But anybody can download these protocols and it will give you a sense of, okay, am I doing the things right in these protocols, or am I not? And when I say protocols, a really fancy way of saying how you do something. Many businesses years ago, and still today, some of them require two signatures on a check before an amount over $10,000 is ever sent. That's a protocol. You don't need a fancy machine. You don't need a subscription. You just need a process. And these protocols give you that process and how to do it. And what that does, that gives you what the lawyers call and the courts consider reasonable security. You can't have perfect security, but you don't want to be negligent in your security. Following these protocols gives your organization reasonable security. And then when somebody else doesn't have reasonable security and you are harmed, now you have a loss and a cause of action to recover when someone was negligent.
Okay, I'm going to give people a minute here to grab a pen and a piece of paper before we give that email again. But in the meantime, let me ask you this. The FBI are the ones in charge of cybersecurity for the nation, correct?
They're one of the entities, yes.
Okay. Are they not just overwhelmed by the amount of, you and I have talked about this before, it's millions of attacks a day on all kinds of organizations.
Yes, there is an overwhelming, this is an epidemic, these problems. What I attribute it to is unreliable data and systems. When you don't follow these protocols, that's how we get unreliable data and systems. And we have an epidemic of that right now. But we've also got a pathway out of it. And the organizations that are following that are doing a good job in, you can't stop 100% of all the bad things happening, but when something bad happens, it's minimal. It's a bump in the road. It's not catastrophic.
All right, so those folks have got time to gotten their paper and pens here. Give that address one more time.
Yes, it's a web address, CI, like Charlie, India, cisecurity.org/Nevada. And that's the Center for Internet Security. That's their website.
And you spell out the word Nevada?
Yes, spell out the word Nevada.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back much more with Ira Victor, who always scares the heck out of me, when we come back.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
You're in trouble with the law. It's easy to think you'll lose everything, but there is hope. I'm Attorney Warren Johnson. Your first step is to hire a serious attorney with the experience to successfully navigate the legal system for you.
Sometimes hope means addiction treatment instead of jail and making sure you're treated fairly.
Sometimes hope means fearless trial attorneys who will stand up to the government when they get it wrong. Call or text Warren Johnson Law.
We'll make a plan.
You'll take back your life.
A power line is more than a power line. It's maintaining the bottom line for small businesses. It's keeping the assembly line moving for our workforce. For our brightest minds, it's meeting a deadline. It's on the front line with our heroes. And on the sidelines of the biggest games. It's a direct line to our loved ones. And it's a lifeline for the most vulnerable. There's a lot on the line.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Ira Victor. He is a digital forensic analyst with DiscoveryTechnician.com. So let's go back a couple of years here on this program. You talked about the state security in Nevada as far as digital attacks. And you said The front door is closed. It's the back door that's wide open. Now, I know you weren't involved in working on this project for the state of Nevada with this recent attack.
That's correct.
But what are your thoughts on what happened, how it was resolved, and what potentially needs to be done in the future? Are we doing enough?
So, well, first, the good news. The latest stats we have on the type of attack that happened to Nevada, and it's been happening. Nevada is not the only entity in the sights of the bad guys. It's been happening all over the country. And the latest stats we have from the Treasury Department is that, and we have the stats now from 2024, and we can look back at 2023. Well, there was, this Treasury Department has tracked $1.1 billion of ransom payments paid to cyber criminals across the United States for 2023. The 2024 numbers show a drop down to about $700 million. That's a good sign because we've seen the chart go way up. And now we're taking a dip. And so the governor's office should be commended because the taxpayers of Nevada did not pay the cyber criminals. And that's great. And that puts Nevada on the right side, the correct side of that curve to not pay the cyber criminals. There's still more work to be done. I'm encouraged by what the governor's office, you know, they take this seriously. And they want to keep going down the path so that we don't have these problems happen again.
You know, two major casino companies, Wynn and Caesars, were under attack as well. The word is, according to the press, that Caesars actually paid ransom money on that. Wynn apparently did not. What are your thoughts on, you know, paying ransom? Because it seems like... In some lawsuits, for example, sometimes it's cheaper to settle than it is to fight. Is that the case with ransom as well? That so, it may be cheaper in the long run to pay? I mean, you hate to say that.
Well, in my experience, it's not. And there are many reasons why, but here's one of them. Usually the cyber criminals, just like in a worker IT scam, they have more than one way into the network. So when they victimize an organization and then extract ransom for it, one of the techniques that I've seen happen is the business gets attacked again because there was more than one way in. And the cyber criminals themselves, or they sell access by somebody else back into the business. It may not be ransomware. It may be some other way that they're attacking the business. So I think it's counterproductive to pay the cyber criminals. The answer is not to buy a whole bunch of subscriptions like the big tech companies want you to do and throw a bunch of money at it. It goes back to protocols. In my experience, when you follow the protocols, you reduce the likelihood of these catastrophic attacks to a very low level. And that is the best course of action, even after an attack. If you've had a successful cyber attack against you, like you did, Sam, you don't just sit on your hands and go, oh, well, and shrug your shoulders. You did something about it. Get proactive.
Well, first I panicked, but then did something about
it. Yeah, and that's great. So you want to be proactive before the bad things happen. Like today, if today is the first day you download these protocols, you've taken the first step. And you take the actions to get your organization in alignment with these protocols. That gives you reduces your what they call threat surface, how vulnerable you are. That gives you reasonable security, and you keep doing it on an ongoing basis. It's not a one and done. You keep doing it. If you experience while you're watching this, your organization is under attack, and you've got a bad cyber attack going on, say, how do we stop the bleeding, and how do we get our organization ship right and not pay the bad guys, because that's just throwing gasoline on a fire.
So scary. Okay, I want to ask you about another one. I know that you're not on social media, but a lot of people are. And, you know, what's scary is there are so many traps that people are not aware of. And they go after older people in huge numbers because obviously older people are getting to spend more time on there and they want to know about all these health issues. If you watch television programs, that all the commercials are for health aids. So we know that the aging population needs these health aids. But you go on to Facebook and suddenly, or any of these other sites, you're suddenly in a 40-minute lecture on, you know, back pain, whatever it might be. And it keeps telling you, well, go a bit more. And it turns out that these products are total scams. They're either overpriced, they're charging you three times what you would pay somewhere else, or they're just total scams. But now your money's gone. What's your advice to people in terms of not going down this path?
All right, so first,
apart from get off Facebook.
Full disclosure, I am on social media, but not as my true identity.
Okay.
So we call that a sock puppet.
Okay. Right?
So I'm a sock puppet on this. So I see these. And yes, your description is correct. They're always scamming people. So here's my advice. You understand that more often than not, someone pitching you on something that's wonderful and incredible, that they're scam artists. You have to be really skeptical. And you don't believe what you read. And here are the telltale signs. You have to do something urgently. You need to buy this. You need to sign up for that. You need to take some action. And there's always a burning sense of urgency. That is a big red flag right there. Also, look at the communication style. It's a lot of the times that these scammers are communicating with us, they didn't grow up in the United States. There's something a little off about how they say things, how a sentence is structured. They begin a sentence saying, like, I am someone that wants to help you with something. They say, am going to help you with something. Who says that in the United States? But if you actually look into it, as I have, there are certain foreign countries where a lot of scammers come from, where that's how they're taught English.
Okay, so what about these deep fakes? Because people will justify to me and say, oh, well, I saw Oprah Winfrey promoting this, and I saw Tom Cruise, and Elon Musk even says it's great. And I try to explain, these are deep fakes. Am I correct?
That's right. It's worse. There are people who send money because they think that Tom Cruise is interested in them romantically, or some famous movie, you know, Taylor Swift. If the target is a man, then it's Taylor Swift communicating with them, and then when they need money or they need something, so you have to remain really skeptical and just step back and take a deep breath. And one of the most important things is don't send money to these people. Whoever it is, wherever they are on the internet and they're promising you something, don't send them money, because that is how they start to hook you in. They say, oh, you sent me a little bit of money, but that's not quite enough. Now we need a little more money to do the next step. And all it is the endless pull for more from you. So you don't send them a penny.
A quick answer to this, the more you look at this kind of stuff, the more you're going to get out of it, right?
That is absolutely correct. So the social media companies have revealed that when you find interest in the scammers, what they do is they charge the scammers more money to advertise to you. So some of the social media companies are actually making more profit. Remember the trillions of dollars companies? That's how some of them get to be multi-trillion-dollar companies, by leveraging your impulse to respond.
Okay, when we come back, we're gonna give that address again for the protocols. So grab your pen and paper, we'll be right back with that.
The trucking industry is the most resilient link in the supply chain, moving 95% of our freight in the Silver State. And while essential, the road isn't always smooth. Supply chain disruptions, rising fuel costs, and unrealistic rules and laws that hamper our ability to serve our customers and country. Our prosperity and every sector of the economy, manufacturing, mining, medicine, and food from farm to table, is tied to trucks. There's nothing without trucking.
Ring in the new year with newfound cash during the New Year Cash Extravaganza only at the Carson Valley Inn. Win up to $7,500 in giveaways every week. Then win big with $10,000 in cash and free play during the grand prize party January 31st. Start 2026 with a bang only at the Carson Valley Inn.
Welcome to Story County, where history meets innovation and a pioneering spirit continues to shape our future. At the heart of the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, we power the future with global leaders in technology and manufacturing, driving progress that reaches far beyond our county lines. From advanced manufacturing to tech innovation, Our industries are creating thousands of quality careers, fueling a vibrant economy that benefits every Nevadan. But it's more than just growth. Our community is our foundation, supporting families, empowering local initiatives, and creating a place where everyone belongs. Be part of a legacy built on bold ideas and boundless possibilities. Join us in building a brighter future right here in Story County. Story County, helping build Nevada's future.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Ira Victa, the digital forensic analyst with DiscoveryTechnician.com. Please give that address one more time for people to get those protocols to save themselves.
Sure. It's CISecurity.org/Nevada.
CISecurity.org/Nevada. Ira Victa, always a pleasure, even though I'm even more terrified now than when you walked in the door. Always a pleasure, my friend.
Good to be here.
Thank you. And we'll be right back.
Welcome to the Ahern Boutique Hotel, where luxury and warmth come together in the heart of Las Vegas.
We take pride in offering a one-of-a-kind experience for both locals and tourists.
Join us for handcrafted cocktails and an unforgettable experience.
Joel's Chop House, the perfect place to savor views of the Las Vegas Strip.
Satisfy your cravings at the Ahern Chocolate Shop.
No smoking, no resort fees, and the parking is always free. The Ahern Luxury Boutique Hotel is your home away from home.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real. It's growing. And it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
Check out our archive section on NevadaNewsmakers.com. Great interviews going back as far as 2002. Really worth watching. We'll see you on the next podcast.